Planet FM with Stephen Shaws in the morning and classic hits all day. Well, this morning we're happy to have the Director of Strategic Communications and Public Relations, Mahmud Abdul Raza, with us. Good morning, Mahmud.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Okay, so we're talking about the MRT this morning. What is the purpose of the MRT Sungai Buloh Serdang Putrajaya line public inspection roadshow?
In terms of legislation, any party who proposes a rail system must have a public inspection. This is under the Land Public Transport Act 2010. So you must have a PI, or public inspection, for 3 months at the Commission's office. So on 15 May, we started our public inspection at the SPAD office. That will continue until mid-August. And we want to get the public to give their feedback on the proposed alignment itself. But because we want more residents of Klang Valley to give their input, so we are doing a roadshow as well. Mm-hmm. Across the alignment location in 23 other locations, malls, public places. So that began on 19th of May and will continue until mid-August as well.
Right. So which means you need Shaz to actually be part of this as well, because she lives in Sungai Buloh.
Yes, you must be part of it.
Yeah. Have you received a lot of feedback since it started on the 15th of May?
More than 2,300 have come in. We've had more visitors than that, but those have given input, more than 2,300 so far. And a lot of the inputs are similar. We more or less know what was going to happen, what were they going to say about land acquisition, mm-hmm. potential land acquisition, about noise, dust, pollution, road traffic management, and of course, security, safety, and those kind of issues have all been raised by people who visited our booths.
So where are the selected locations for the roadshow?
Okay, we've selected locations such as shopping centers, government offices, where there's a lot of foot traffic for mm-hmm. people to go in. In particular, along the alignment, we've chosen places like in Kepong, Jalan Ipoh, KL City Centre itself, Kuching Lama, Sri Kembangan, you know, Cyberjaya and Putrajaya as well. Because we know shopping centres is, you know, Malaysians, that's what they do on weekends. And yes. I've seen you guys in the malls. And at these locations, it lasts for about 4 to 7 days. And we will promote this like here on radio and in local press and social media as well.
All right. Well, this morning we're speaking to MRT Corp's Mahmud Abdul Raza. He's the Director of Strategic Communications and Public Relations. When we come back, we'll discuss the type of feedback that MRT Corp is looking to obtain from public relations. Mahmud Abdul Raza is with us this morning from MRT Corp. And I was just curious, how fast do the MRTs go?
Trains are rated at 100 kilometers an hour, but on average, it'll probably be about 70 kilometers an hour, you know, between stations, depending on the distance.
So in a traffic jam, you're faster.
You're faster than a Ferrari.
Okay.
Faster than a Ferrari.
All right. So what type of information will be displayed during the roadshow, and what type of feedback is MRT Corp looking for?
All manner of information, technical information especially, where the stations are located themselves, properties that may be acquired for the project, duration of the project, facilities, the DEIA report, very important that one. In terms of feedback, any kind of feedback, because people may want to say, you know, they don't agree with the alignment. So mm-hmm. we want to know whether you agree or not. Proposed routes, construction issues, traffic impact, these are issues that people can talk about. People may say that it's no use to give an input because it's decided.
Yeah.
I just like to go back to line one. We saved Stadium Kajang. Originally, Stadium Kajang was supposed to be acquired and have a station there. It turns out the people of Kajang actually go there in the evenings from 4:30 onwards mm-hmm. and have their sport activities there. So we tweaked the alignment and saved the stadium, and we acquired another building instead.
Right.
So that process is really important. We made 13 changes to line one alignment.
But at this point in the whole, you know, process, yeah. is it not too late already to make changes?
No, it remains a proposed alignment right now. We have conditional approval from the cabinet to proceed. Once we have all this input, we study the inputs. If we need to make changes, we make the changes, then we submit it again to the government for another round of approval, then it becomes an alignment.
But at this point, I've already seen all these MRT construction sites that are underway. So if this becomes something that you guys feel that it should not be here, does that mean you'll move it?
No, that's line one.
Line
one. Line
two, you have not started yet.
Line two, we intend to start construction in quarter two next year.
Okay, well, this morning we're shining the spotlight on MRT Corp. Their public inspection roadshow happens till the 17th of August for the SSP line. Mahmud Abdul Raza is with us. He talks to us about what MRT Corp is going to do with all the feedback. This morning, we're shining the spotlight on MRT Corp with the Director of Strategic Communications and Public Relations. Mahmud Abdul Raza is with us.
How is the feedback given, and what will happen to all the information provided to MRT Corp?
Okay, it's a very simple process. There is a booth at all these locations, and all the information that I mentioned just now will be displayed. You go to the booth, you get the data, and then you'll be given a tablet or go push to a laptop, and you give your inputs online. It's two closed-ended questions, and then after that, it's an open-ended question. One, basically, do you have any questions about the alignment? You might want to say, can you not move here? Can you go this way? Can you have a station here? Mm-hmm. We get all manner of inputs already. And the other one is basically specific to one area that you want to talk about, what kind of inputs you want to give. And then what happens with all these inputs is at the end of the 3 months, SPAD, or Suruhanjaya Pengangkutan Awam Darat, will then collate all this information with us. We go through it, the technical aspects of it. And if there are changes, we'll then make the changes to the alignment. Mm-hmm. And then we'll submit it again to the government for another round of approvals. And then if it's approved, then we go into construction.
All right. So how long will it take for all this information to be collated and decided upon?
The public inspection is for 3 months. And we figure by mid-September, we should be able to collate everything. It depends on the amount of information that we collect and the type of information that we need to see through. But we figure by November, we should be able to submit again to the government for final approval.
And what about the questions that people pose? Will those be responded to personally?
Yes. When you submit your input, the first thing you will get is a confirmation from us that you've submitted your input. That's a thank you note from us. And then all those questions will be replied to. Either if it's a simple question like, you know, will you pass through this area, and then it's no, and why, we'll explain that almost immediately, maybe in about 2 weeks. But those technical questions, can we move the alignment here and there, at the end of the 3 months we'll take a look at that again, study it again, and then give an answer.
Hey, have you heard about the MRT SSP line?
You mean the MRT line that will run from Sungai Buloh to Serdang to Putrajaya, that one?
Yeah, that one. Did you know that MRT Corporation is now looking for your feedback to make the MRT better?
Really? That's great. I have a lot and lot of feedback. This one runs right behind my house. Did you know that? Where can I give my feedback?
Well, you can visit the MRT SSP line public inspection roadshow from today all the way till 17th of August at more than 20 places in the Greater Klang Valley area. Of course, if you want to find out more information on those locations, you can go to the Director of Strategic Communications and Public Relations is with us as we take a look at the MRT line 2.
Okay, and other than visiting the road shows, Mahmud, is there another way for Klang Valley residents to give their feedback?
Yes, you could go to our website, mymrt.com.my, and there is a link there to the public inspection itself. Everything that is at our booths are available there as well. And then you click the link on input, on feedback, and you'll get to the same questionnaire that we've given at the sites as well. So if you are too busy to go to the mall, so you still want to give your input, you can go ahead and do it that way.
How ridiculous do the inputs get?
I look at the public as my stakeholders, and they're really important that they come and give us the inputs. Well, some do say that don't come to our area. We do get this. I think people don't understand yet the importance of public transport.
What could be the reason for them not wanting MRT, you know, lines in their area?
In the 1970s, it was created this term NIMBY, not in my backyard. Mm. Basically, you don't want people to acquire your properties. And we understand that because you've lived there for 3-4 generations. Your grandfather lived there, you lived there, your father lived there, your children were born in that house, and you have to acquire them. But in the end, we have to make sure that the interest of the majority is protected. The kind of inputs that we receive from, like, you know, please don't come here or move it to the other side of the road, to some really realistic ones, like, you know, can you go underground, for example, which you can, but obviously mm-hmm. there's a cost implication to it as well. So all manner of inputs are received by us.
Okay. Coming back to my question, what was the most ridiculous one that you've ever received?
I think they say things like, for example, don't come here or we'll take you to court.
So they actually threaten you in that sense?
Well, we understand people get frustrated with the inconveniences that come with construction in a built-up area, which is something that we always tell the local governments and the state governments and the federal government, let's talk about public transport corridors when we open up new areas so that it becomes cheaper for us to build it. We don't have to move or acquire anything, and it becomes quicker as well.
So no one's actually said, hey, my house is here and my office is there. Could you make a connection between those two?
No, not yet. But we did have one response for the earlier line. Why do you need to build this thing here? I have 5 Mercedeses.
Oh, very interesting stuff. Well, thank you so much, Mahmud, for coming in and sharing the spotlight on MRT Corp and Line 2. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Remember, if you want to get more information on MRT Corp and their public inspection roadshow that happens till 17th of August for the SSP line, you can always go to our website to get more information at lightfm.com.